Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Thanks for listening to Dusty and Cam podcast, brought to you on the fan by your local Les Schwab Tire Center. Doing the right thing since 1952.
We're feeling a draft.
A two-way player that's got NBA range on his jump shot, a good touch. He's an excellent finisher around the basket.
This is a draft week edition of Dusty and Cam in the Morning.
Brought to you by Sherway Building Center, your summer outdoor project and remodeling store. Online at shurway.com.
Dusty and Cam on 1080. The Fan.
55305. We finally got one. We got one. 55305. What Phil Mickelson did was stupid and warranted a DQ. But because it was Phil, they stuck with the other rule and said two-shot penalty.
Well, that's golf's fault for having multiple rules of interpretation.
Yeah.
Subjective rules of etiquette.
Rule 1-2 is golf etiquette.
Golf etiquette. Well, what the heck is golf etiquette?
Apparently not getting frustrated and stopping a ball and tapping it the other way. I don't know. Who cares? Like,
won Twitter and made himself one of the most irritating people on Twitter? Lee Westwood.
He went with the, so now if I'm at the Masters and I chip the ball over and it's rolling into the water, I can go and stop it and hit it back.
You could wait, Lee.
Yeah, sure. Lee, go ahead and do it. But
how about go win a major, Lee, and quit shut up and eat your cheese. And shut up. Or tweet it out.
That was such a good one.
Or just
so sick burn.
Or just tweet it out and be prepared for everyone to say, shut up, Lee. Because it anyway.
Hey, Lee, how about be in a tournament at the end where that would matter?
Yeah.
And then you
not
can,
17
we can have that
over.
Conversation.
Wow. Yeah. Like you're going to do it on 15 in the hunt at the Masters.
He took a 10 on the hole.
Gosh.
He took a 10. It was a 10.
All right.
They were cones.
They were cones.
They were cones.
Wedding singer. I got you.
P1 Steve. Yeah. Phil doesn't deserve to be stoned for it. It isn't that big of a deal.
It's not.
But it did deserve a DQ. P1 Steve saying DQ him.
You've got to kick him off the tour.
You dang right you do.
How am I the cranky old golf guy? I'm defending the Muni, you moron.
Well, I mean, just calling the guy a moron may just kind of prove his point. You're being a little cranky right now.
Yeah, probably. It might be a little bit. Let's go.
7:07.
What's hot?
Okay.
What's hot and why is it cool?
They're cool because they're hot.
Hot and cool with Dusty and Cam. Your morning dose of positivity ripped from the headlines.
Great story. Compelling and rich.
Brought to you on the fan by Area Heating and Cooling. With more than 30 trucks in Portland and Vancouver, you won't have to wait on Area.
By the way, that was probably Lee Westwood that texted that.
Yes, he did. I'm the cranky old guy.
He's sick of you crapping on him.
Feeling hot.
Hey, a Pac-12 matchup in the College World Series. Oregon State and Washington meeting in the loser's bracket.
Loser out.
Beavs played Keystone Cops defense in their loss to North Carolina on Saturday. 8-6 while the Huskies got walked off in the ninth against Mississippi State. Loser goes home. 11 a.m. first pitch. Tar Heels and Bulldogs, they play at 4 o'clock today, while the other half of the bracket has the day off as Texas Tech. And who else won yesterday?
Florida.
Florida lost.
Sorry,
Texas
I apologize.
Tech. I don't know. Whoever beat Texas.
Arkansas?
There we go. That's the team. 11-5. They beat Texas. We're going to get there eventually.
This is the coolest story I've ever heard in my entire life.
Hey, the World Cup has a few upsets already. Mexico beat the favorite Germany.
Holy smokes. CONCACAF knocked off the juggernauts.
CONCACAF.
First time a CONCACAF team has ever beat Germany in the World Cup.
Yes, it did.
In a World Cup.
But in a World Cup. They were previously 0-7, I believe.
But come on, that's not the story of this win. What's the story?
The Yogi Low wasn't scratching his crotch and smelling his hand?
Did you see what happened in the country?
Oh, the headline?
They registered on the Richter scale.
Oh, yeah.
In Mexico.
The seismic activity. Yeah.
That's
the story. They celebrated. That's a lot of celebrating.
There's a lot of people in Mexico.
Yes, there are. Good one. All right, but Mexico beat the favorite Germany. Brazil was played to a draw by the Swiss.
Yeah.
I don't know what that means. But
Swatch watches.
Apparently, the Swiss, they may be neutral in wars, but they were very physical with Neymar, and that has the soccer world all hot and bothered. My Brazilian sister-in-law, she was none too happy with the way that the Swiss were picking on Neymar.
Neymar.
Iceland,
being physical.
Iceland tied Argentina over the weekend, too. The Vikings beating Messi. Or wait, no, tying Messi.
Tying Messi. But he missed his kick.
He had a PK.
Yeah,
apparently he's missed four of his last seven PKs for club and country, and people are wondering, should he even be taking them anymore?
Is he mental?
My gosh.
A little bit of pressure.
All right. All of those things are very surprising in the World Cup, so act surprised.
I'm surprised.
Sold that.
Oh, hot.
I think United States plays today.
No, they don't.
Seattle Mariners split their four-game set with the Red Sox over the weekend, which is nice, despite the 9-3 loss yesterday.
I was really impressed with what the Mariners were able to do. I told you this morning when I got in. If you can split with the Yankees and Red Sox, I feel like that's I mean, 500 baseball against those teams would be great. And to win the two games, how they did it, both one-run games, and they came back because James Paxton got no help in the second inning when they gave four errors in the inning alone, and they put up a six spot, the Red Sox did. But the Mariners battled back, and they got 2-1-run wins in this series. So I'm ecstatic for this, how they played against the Sox.
This is where it really starts getting tough for the Mariners, though, because now they have an off day today. They travel to New York, where they open up a set with the New York Yankees in the Bronx. They have yet to play the Yankees this season.
Mm-hmm.
Houston is 2-5 against the Yankees. Boston is 3-3 against the Yanks. This will be the first meeting between the two teams, New York and Seattle. They have a three-game set there, and then they head to Boston for three more against the Red Sox, currently against the top three teams in the major leagues and the American League. Seattle is 4-6 against Boston and Houston. We'll see how they do against the Yankees. Everybody in that group playing right around that 500. Mm-hmm. Houston's 8-9 against Boston, New York, Seattle. Boston is 7-7 against the Yankees, Astros, and Mariners. And then the Yankees are 8-5. They're playing far and away the best against the best teams in baseball. But the Mariners get that split. And then they lose a game and a half after that split.
Red hot.
To the Astros, who have won 11 straight games.
Red hot.
Yankees lost to the Rays yesterday 3-1. A's get a walk-off from Jonathan LaCroix to beat the Angels 6-5.
I know. Angels are imploding.
Remember when LaCroix was the best catcher in baseball?
Oh, yeah. No, yeah.
Hot commodity. And then the Giants salvage a sweep at the hands of the Dodgers. They get a 4-1 win. Madison Bumgarner roughed up Saturday.
So he's now been kicked out of a game, his Good last game. Start, and then he just gets roughed up.
Perfect.
Sorry, Buck.
He was kicked out after he was already coming out.
But like you said,
that makes it better.
Old man River.
Matt Kemp and Kike Hernandez went yard on him on Saturday.
Ooh, boy.
Back-to-backsies. And then the Reds suck, but did you see the play that Billy Hamilton made yesterday?
No, I didn't see that one.
Center
yes.
field.
Yeah,
he's got wheels.
Oh, wait. Was he just flying into the wall?
Nope.
The warning track one? Where he was like horizontal at the track?
Yep. He's center fielder. He was gapper to right center. He covered 77 feet, laid out, diving catch on the warning track.
Whole horizontal, huh?
And it was one of those perfect scenarios, too, where, like, you know how the center fielder is supposed to go behind and the corner outfielder is supposed to go in front. He did the right thing. He dove. No collision. No problem.
It was crazy. It was a ridiculous play. He's fast. Breaking news. Billy Hamilton. Fast. All right.
And that's cool. That's cool.
Let's talk some recruiting. Both the Ducks and Beavs active over the weekend on the recruiting trail. Four-star defensive lineman Sua Avapoti commits to the Ducks over LSU, Oklahoma, and several others. That's a good pickup for Oregon. Three-star wide receiver J.R. Waters picking the Ducks over Michigan and Nebraska. And Isaac Townsend, three-star defensive end, outside linebacker, picked the Ducks over Nebraska, Notre Dame, and others. That was from that weekend. Meanwhile, the Beavers continuing their hot recruiting. They pick up a three-star corner, Winston Russell. He picking the Beavs over Wisconsin in Syracuse, and three-star defensive lineman Evan Bennett committing to the Beavs as well. So both the Ducks and Beavs continuing the hot streak. I saw that 24/7 Sports now has Oregon, the number one recruiting class in the Pac-12. Oregon State has vaulted themselves up to fourth currently in the Pac-12.
It's all about the Jims and the Joes.
Lifeblood of your program, my man. It is the lifeblood of your program.
It's hot. Damn hot. Real hot.
I just realized I have two World Cup thingies in the hot and cool.
Well, it's kind of important.
This one is, have you seen the hubbub over Landon Donovan?
I have not. Will you share it with me?
Landon Donovan, Mr. Team USA guy,
yeah,
is doing ads for Wells Fargo, uh-huh, saying, since the United States isn't playing in the World Cup, root for Mexico. And now they're saying, no, you can't do that. This rivalry means too much. You can't root for Mexico.
No, why would he do that?
He's getting paid by Wells Fargo to do it.
Oh, that's right.
Are we really that upset about
this? I don't really care who he wants to root for.
Me neither. Guy needs a paycheck.
Yeah, it does, and it's called marketing.
His teammates seemed pretty ticked about it on Twitter.
Sure, but you sell your soul to the devil there.
Well, and I guess that's a rivalry where the Mexican fans would never root for the United States if they were in it. So the same.
We want to make sure everything's okay here.
Doesn't that kind of sum up why the United States isn't in the World Cup, though, this year? Is that there's like this
apathy.
Showing more fight on Twitter than they did in qualifying? Right.
There is a very, very big problem in United States soccer, and it is about the level of vigor with which you care about United States soccer. All right, we'll have more on that later. That's what's hot and cool on the fans, brought to you by Area Heating and Cooling. More than 30 trucks in Portland and Vancouver. You won't have to wait on Area, your local train comfort specialist. It's hard to stop a train. Let's go to the NFL. Big Ben wants something in his new contract, but it's not what you think. Dusty and Cam on the fan. Let's talk a little bit of the NFL action. The big news out of the NFL this past weekend, as mini camps are winding down and guys are hitting the road for their last couple of weeks of freedom before the training camp starts, is Ben Roethlisberger is up for a new deal. And, well, in 2 years he is. But he's already being asked about it because this is the world that we live in. Instead of playing out your contract, you start talking about it 2-3 years in advance of what you're going to do.
No such thing as contracts in football. Just guaranteed money.
I guess. And Ben Roethlisberger, when asked about it and saying, how are you going to address this? Because they got a lot of guys that they need to pay, whether it's Antonio Brown or Le'Veon Bell or any number of guys on their offensive line. Ben Roethlisberger was asked about, hey, you're going to be one of those guys next in line to get the record-setting contract. And he said, I care about record-breaking Super Bowl wins than things like that. That's more important to me. And if you are a Pittsburgh Steelers fan, that's music to your ears. Big Ben sitting there going, hey man, I want rings. I don't care about the big money right now.
The tone has changed for Big Ben because they made a change at offensive coordinator. When Todd Haley left, I felt that was one of the decisions that Mike Tomlin, head coach for the Pittsburgh Steelers, decided, I'm picking Ben over Todd Haley. And it was a rough relationship. It was not cohesive. The quarterback room was full of animosity and hate. You could tell that Ben did not like what was going on offensively there, and they made the right choice. And you could just see how his whole demeanor, along with the rest of the Pittsburgh Steelers, have changed. You know, there's certain guys you just don't mesh well with.
Mm-hmm.
It's kind of important that your quarterback meshes well with his coordinator.
Well, Ben Roethlisberger will be making $20 million a year, but he's going down that road. He's saying that I'm going down the Tom Brady road. Money can take a backseat. Mm-hmm. We need to start winning.
Mm-hmm.
And, I mean, you're one of the guys that said those days are taking a backseat. What makes Ben different right now in that? Because
he's at the twilight. He's at the twilight in the end, and you can see it. I mean, the end is there. You know it's closer. I mean, we'll mention later about what Tom Brady said to Oprah, but this is the end. When you get to see, you start thinking about legacy. There's stages of your life and in your career. You know, when you first get in, you just want to kind of be recognized. You want to be the rookie. You want to be the guy that gets there. The second stage of your life is validation when it comes to sports. You want to be validated by getting your money, your contract, your Pro Bowls. And after you hit your third stage, then it's legacy. Mm-hmm. You start thinking about, can I get a Super Bowl? Can I be part of one of the greatest teams ever? Am I going to be a Hall of Famer? Those types of things. And then as that time winds down, it's so rare to think of somebody who can play 10 years. That was my original goal when I said, man, I got to make it to 10 years. So hard, terrifying how hard it is to get to that level. So yeah, he's in the legacy stage of his career where money, and let's be honest, how much money can you use or do you need if you can just wallow in your money and no Super Bowl rings?
Well, but he has one already, you know, it's not like he hasn't won one. He's sitting there and he's going, we know that those guys, he could garner however much money he wanted to because of the value of the position. He will be 38 years old by the time his deal comes up. So he may be hedging his bet a little bit going, well, I probably wouldn't be the record-breaking quarterback anyways, but he would get a big fat number where he wouldn't have to sit there and say, I'll take a little bit less. But he's looking at the pieces around him going, look, if I want to win a Super Bowl, I've got to have a lot more pieces around me to make me look better. And heck, Pittsburgh, buy stock in that one in a couple of years because they're going to have the cap room to go and make all the moves and keep their guys there.
Well, maybe he understands too that Le'Veon Bell is important. Antonio Brown is important.
Massive.
All these guys that you have around you are very important.
Mm-hmm.
They are.
Well, they are. And that's why, you know, we look at, you mentioned Tom Brady and what he said in an interview with Oprah, where he's finally admitting that he's not going to play forever.
Mm-hmm. Wow.
Yeah.
Newsflash.
Yeah. At 41 years old, he told Oprah, I think about it more now than I used to. I think I'm seeing that there's definitely an end coming sooner rather than later.
Yeah, this is what's also happening with Brady too, is he's at 41 and most guys' careers were over 10 years ago that he's been playing with.
Up on 20 years.
Yeah.
He's 18 years in the league.
And so when you do that, you give up a lot. When you play that long, Brett Favre will tell you that too. He said, I gave up a lot. I gave up the connection with my daughters. I gave up the connection. He sees the family and his young kids. And the next stage, you know, he's in that mogul stage where I want to be the superstar. I want to be more than just what football is. And the family, and you'd see your boys and your daughter, and you could see all those things, and you want to be part of that. Football just becomes, you know what? I'm ready to move on.
Yeah,
happens to all of us.
That is the number one reason why I think, you know, Patriot fan would have criticized Belichick if he would have said, all right, Tom, see you later. I'm going to keep Garoppolo and got to let one go. But that makes it like that foresight to see it coming and it coming to an end for Tom Brady. Everybody's known this. This is just the first time that he's actually admitting it. And now the Patriots are in a situation where Tom's saying, hey, I'm on my last hurrah here. This could be the last year I play. I could have another 2 or 3 years in me. They are empty at that quarterback position, though.
I don't want to be a prognosticator here, but Belichick, Brady, Gronk all ride off into the sunset together. We'll all leave together, and they'll leave it up to offensive coordinator, and it will just be
Josh McDaniels to clean up the mess.
It will be Josh McDaniels' program to take from here on out. That's what I would predict is going to happen. None of those guys are going to be fighting for the rest of their lives. And I know Coach Belichick probably coached till he's 150, but I can't see them staying in that connection together.
I could see that happening too. Like for those that want the Patriot reign to end, it's coming to an end soon.
Yeah.
I think all of those guys are going to be walking off.
And they're going out heavy.
They're going to try and make another run at it. And we'll see if they can do it this year. Also, I got one other news nugget from you for the NFL that I want to get to really quick. Because I think that this is cool. So the Eagles have been giving out their Super Bowl rings, right? And they had an executive assistant named Carol Cullen, who has not worked for the team for 2 years. And they ended up giving her a Super Bowl ring.
Oh, that's awesome.
She was fired by Chip Kelly when he took over because she was an administrative assistant for the coaching staff. She was there from 1985 through 2016. And when Chip took over and said, you know what? We don't need you anymore. And so she was at another job for 2 years And she got a call, an email saying, hey, we need to get your ring fitted. She goes, yeah, this is a mistake. Finally, an employee hadn't heard back from her, tracked her down and called her. And they said, no, story. You're getting a ring.
That's a great story.
Yeah. She was there through all the Andy Reid era. Uh-huh. She was there for 25 years.
Happens a lot in the business. Happens a lot. A lot of people put in a long time. And for them to do that and step up like that, that's pretty cool.
Yeah. So Chip ran her off and fired her. And then
did you know?
The thing that 2 years later, they still tracked her in.
I'm going to give you a did you know moment about Super Bowl rings. Did you know wives and family members, only immediate family can buy replicas, but they have wife versions of Super Bowl rings that you can add on and buy, and family versions of the tops of the rings that you can change into a necklace. All but the guys only get the rings. Only the guys get the big rings, but they have smaller versions for the wives and family that you can go out, and the players do. Sometimes they get a little something extra for anybody. You know, you buy your wife a little Super Bowl ring that she can wear because she's supported you throughout that. Yeah, she didn't win it, but it didn't matter. Yeah.
I want a Super Bowl belt buckle when I win one. When I win one.
You want to be like the rodeos? You can get yourself a little belt buckle?
A nice little shiny belt buckle.
Yeah, you walking around with that all day?
Fancy.
You could probably find a Patriots belt buckle out there that commemorates all the titles.
I think so.
No,
just found Dusty's.
You
want to
earn it though.
Yeah.
You want to earn it?
It attracts attracts all the attention down there too, you know, to my Wranglers.
Mm.
All right. So let's talk some NBA draft week. And could Kawhi be on the move to the Lakers this week prior to the draft? All right, on Friday, right after our show got over, the Woj bomb dropped. Kawhi Leonard wants out of San Antonio, shocker, and wants to go to L.A., whether that's the Lakers or the Clippers. That's for Greg Popovich to decide. I hope he does not go to the Lakers. I just don't want him to go to the Lakers because then they'd give up the assets and give up enough room probably in order for the contracts to match up that they could bring in LeBron James too.
How much credit do you give Greg Popovich for what's happened with the San Antonio Spurs just recently in the last, let's say, the last 10 years? How much credit does he, I mean, when you consider one of the greatest coaches in basketball history?
You're talking taking the dynasty and as the initial one
once
fades
Tim
away,
Duncan, that's what I'm saying. Once Tim Duncan decided, I mean, the magic was certainly Tim Duncan and Greg Popovich. And of course, the sum of all the other pieces, too, that added in together and how important it was when Tony Parker and Manu and all that stuff. Now that it's over and that group has moved on, what is it about Greg Popovich that you hear from now? When you think of Greg Popovich, what is it that you hear? And when it comes to his conversations, snarky, political, Trump basher, all the stuff that, I mean, I don't even really think about him coaching anymore. Rubbing players the wrong way. Kawhi Leonard losing arguably a top 10 player in the league. I mean, he's the best two-way player in the league. How do you screw that up?
How do you screw up having a guy like Kawhi?
Yes, losing. He's going to lose.
Oh, that happens in the NBA all the time.
I know that. But if this is Greg Popovich, this isn't, you know, Tyronn Lue here. We're talking about this guy is on the Mount Rushmore, supposedly.
Well, I think Kawhi Leonard is going to regret what he wishes for in leaving San Antonio. He's a guy that doesn't like the spotlight, right? He doesn't like doing interviews. He doesn't like, he's not a big endorsement guy, but he says he wants to be in LA because it's closer to home.
Yeah.
Where if you go to the Lakers, especially, the spotlight will be on you all the time and the pressure will be on you. What Greg Popovich does a lot of the time is he alleviates a lot of the pressure from his stars and his players, and he takes the brunt of a lot of what happens from a messaging standpoint and a perspective standpoint, right? He protects his guys and guards his guys very well. And Kawhi Leonard's kind of done with that. But how you screw that up, I mean, we've seen that time and time again with coaches across the NBA and saying, but it's Greg Popovich, but times are changing and some guys just want out. What's amazing is that he found enough guys like Manu Ginobili, Tony Parker, and Tim Duncan that were okay with just sitting in one spot for a decade plus.
Well, he almost lost LaMarcus Aldridge within 1 year. LaMarcus Aldridge wanted out. They wanted to come back to Portland, that would report. So he had to mend those fences there. He's now going to lose. I mean, Kawhi Leonard to lose that. So this is there's a disconnect somewhere with how his style is maybe not translating to today's kind of athlete in the NBA. Well, it's not, something isn't working with the guys that he has. And then have you ever got to the point where you think that you have the right message and you believe that you have your right message and you can convince anybody to believe your message? Well, that's not entirely true. The best coaches in the world find ways to adapt their style and their message with multiple different kinds of athletes and how you learn. Some guys can't be yelled at. Can't yell at those kids. They're too sensitive. Some guys can. But if you keep it cohesive, it doesn't even sound like San Antonio and what he's doing, Popovich, to lose, it doesn't make any sense.
I think it's more impressive what he's done to keep it together as long as he has, or in to get it to this point, than it is to lose it on a guy like Kawhi Leonard.
There's no question he's one of the greatest coaches ever.
Yeah.
He's, no question.
He's not, and I think that.
But so political, so egotistical, so ranty, so old man, so grumpy. Is it wearing it out?
Is it wearing it out? He's been there for 20 years. I mean, tell me who's been in one spot for that long and not worn out their welcome.
No,
but he's, I think Jim Harbaugh wore out his welcome just by being Jim Harbaugh in San Francisco. But it seems as though Popovich has gotten worse as far as the way he treats people and talks to people. Like those sideline interviews that he has to do at the end of the first or third, they're brutal.
But that is not the way he is to his players.
But he's losing.
When you watch him interact, like that is not, that's not how he is.
No, it's not.
Only when the cameras are on, he's like that. When they come off, he's cracking jokes. He's very, very cordial.
Yeah, I believe that.
But is that the image you want to present to yourself all the time when the cameras are on?
But that is what kind of his mold of what the Spurs are. You're tight-lipped, you're buttoned up in front of the cameras. And within that locker room, you can be a little bit more loose and free, but just don't do it in the game. It's the same thing as Bill Belichick. Times are changing. Players are changing. They want to have more of a voice. And he's the only guy that is seemingly allowed to have a voice when he goes off on his political rants, but nobody else can say anything about Kawhi Leonard's timetable for an injury return, you know?
Yeah, there's a double-edged sword going on. There's some hypocritical things going on, too. Players want to have more of a voice. Well, Kawhi's not a guy that needs to have the voice. I think he just wants to be happy. Don't you think he just is worn out of maybe potentially how much of just the hammer is always on?
I doubt we're going to see a new Kawhi Leonard once he leaves San Antonio, though.
Yeah, I think we might.
I don't think we will.
I do.
Have you ever heard an interview with him?
Yeah, the reason why he acts that way is because he's an extremely guarded man. I mean, here's a guy that played center his entire career growing up. Everyone said that you're a center. Nobody recruited him. He plays at San Diego State. Next thing you know, he becomes the best two-way player, leads his team to a championship and beats the Heat with LeBron James. And then all of a sudden, the questions are, does he have the heart? Come on. I mean, I think you're going to get a different Kawhi Leonard. I think he just wants to get out and have a chance to just be more of him. And he doesn't trust that Greg Popovich is not giving him. He's probably just on him, just 24/7, on him.
Yeah,
why else would he want out then? You just made a point of
it is his camp wanting.
Like, he wants out.
That seems to be most of the reports in the Spurs have said.
And he is from Los Angeles.
Yeah.
The Spurs have said he hasn't asked us for a trade. These are just kind of reports too, you know?
And isn't it his, his uncle runs it.
Yeah. His uncle is kind of running the show. Watching Kawhi Leonard operate over his career, as far as how quiet he is, I don't see this, like if he goes to LA, him changing his personality wise. You know, which is why this is all a little bit of confusion. Like he wants to be out, like the reports are, he wants to put himself out there and be more of a public figure. Yet you could still do that in the off season, and he's just never done it, right? This is a tough one.
You know,
this is a really tough one to figure out.
I don't think it's tough too, because who's closest to the NBA than anybody is Woj, and if Woj comes with this and this comes out, this isn't speculation.
No,
Kawhi Leonard doesn't have to say anything. It's coming from a collective group that represents him, which means Kawhi Leonard is asking for a trade to get out. This doesn't come out because it feels right. It comes out because it wants to get done.
Ooh, maybe they should trade him to Portland, not LA.
They don't have to trade him to LA. Do you think he gets his way?
Are we going
to
get that kind of guy?
No, I know. But I know. That's a joke, obviously. But no, here's the other thing, too, is that he may want to go to LA, but who's to say that they don't just deal him somewhere else, too?
Yeah, that's true.
I mean, they say,
you'll take the best offer.
You can be an unhappy and productive player somewhere else because, you know, you only played 9 games for us last year.
Yeah.
No sweat off our back. We'll get something for you in return.
Where does he go? Where do you think? He's going to the Clippers, or the Lakers.
Clippers.
Or the Lakers.
I think he goes to the Clippers. I do not think that Greg Popovich will oblige him by sending him to the Lakers. Because when you look at the salary cap situation with the Lakers too, if you send him there, that opens the door for Paul George and or LeBron James to go with him, you know? And then you're sitting there saying, our road just got harder, and who are we going to get in return? Luol Deng's inflated contract and a draft pick in like a Kyle Kuzma. Is that enough to knock down that team?
But don't the Clippers have 2 first-round
picks? Yeah. They do. That's why Clippers don't have that salary cap room either, you know? So I just don't want to see him go to the Lakers.
DeAndre Jordan to the Spurs.
They go Twin Towers. Yeah. DeAndre and LaMarcus. All right, 5-5-3-0-5. We'll have some more Blazers draft stuff, the rumblings of the Blazers in the draft, but it's time to fire it up. What's bothering you on this Monday morning? Case of the Mondays is next on The Fan.
It's everyone's favorite day.
When you come in on Monday and you're not feeling real well, does anyone ever say to you, sounds like someone has a case of the Mondays?
What do you have to complain about? Monday,
Monday. No, man. So good to No, man. I believe you get your ass kicked saying something like that, man.
A case of the Mondays. Part of Dusty and Cam in the Morning.
Sounds like somebody's got a case of the Mondays.
On 1080 The Fan. Just another
man. 55305 is the Fan text line. Dusty here, Cam Cleveland with you. Case of the Mondays. What's bothering you, grinding your gears on this Monday? Text us 55305. P1 Jesse is saying that he has a case of the Mondays. He texted in early at the onset of the show, said he had some bubble guts. He has said that it has shifted lower. That is bad news. I hate that on a Monday. That's what happens on a long weekend, though, when you eat a lot of food. Father's Day weekend, a little too much barbecue, a little too much adult beverages. That'll get you to the bubble guts on a Monday morning.
Got to be careful.
Better hope you're not in a job like Jesse is where he drives around a lot.
Strategically, maybe we better make sure where your stops are.
I've had a knock on wood here.
Yeah.
Nice little run without having the old Bubba Guts in quite some time.
Nice little run?
Yeah, haven't had it in quite some time.
What's a quite some time?
I don't know. Well,
hasn't had a nice little run.
Since the last time I had the flu.
Oh.
So, about a year and a half ago? Yeah, year and a half. That's a good little run to have. Think about that.
I didn't know we were charting it, but okay.
Well, you asked me how long ago it was.
No, I'm thinking about you just really... No. I thought we were talking about bubble guts from not being sick, just like going after it too hard.
Oh. Well,
that's what I thought you were mentioning. Being sick and the flu, I get that.
That's been a long time ago.
Okay.
I just still doesn't understand your comment of I didn't know we were charting that because you asked me how long ago it was.
Well, you told me that you get after it at the golf course. You went down to your southern... golf course, got after it there. You didn't have any bubbles after that?
No, I'm with Cam here. I didn't realize that you could kind of track this sort of thing or that people did.
Well, you can't remember the last time you had bubble guts?
Mm-mm.
Well, no, I mean, it's just something that happens from time to time.
Yeah, I would say it happens more often than not.
I wouldn't be like, well, it was more the 3rd of September.
You should go see a doctor about that.
I don't... What? Just,
no, I think
what if you just
if
eat
it happens
something,
more often
what if
than
just
not.
Would you just have a bad meal or something, or maybe something
you
just
have,
doesn't flow to that?
That means you have bad meal more often than not.
No, I just said that's
well,
part of being human.
Some foods just don't agree with you.
Don't agree
some
with
drinks
you.
Don't agree with
I,
you.
I don't need to be sick to have a bubble gut.
Oh man, I'd say if that's happening more often than not, go to a doctor.
Okay, Dusty Doctor is telling us all to go to doctors.
Well, if it happens more often than not, like you said, key term there, more often than not, Cameron.
More often than not. More often.
More than 50% of the time.
Right. Do you feel better about that?
See?
I didn't know it was going to get you so upset.
Well, go to a doctor if you have it more often
I'm
than
not saying I have anything. I'm just saying it was more often than not. Good Lord.
I believe that quite literally means that you have it more often than not.
I know. It's called sarcasm. Hint of sarcasm.
Do you have a case of the Mondays today?
Yeah, you.
Perfect.
I'm out.
Take that and mark it in. 55305, the transformer behind my neighbor was on fire last night. No power since yesterday at 5. Trees blocking my street and sore from my baseball game yesterday. And we lost. That's a whole host of them. That storm took down a big branch out here yesterday. We got none of that out where I
live. You know what's the best part about that branch? That it's dangerous because cottonwoods are widowmakers. They're very dangerous. I've been watching people all day are so... They don't know what to do to get by this branch. They don't either pick their bike up, go around it, walk over it, blow an ankle. It's just sitting there and no one's decided at all to just grab the branch and pull it off to the side. They just go, there's another person just goes right at it, terrified. Don't know what to do. Frozen.
I mean, you haven't gone out there and moved it either.
If I'm working, though, that those three dudes that just, they could have just picked the branch and pulled it off to the side.
Hey,
maybe we'll do that after the show.
That's my workout. I can't get in the way of my workout, bro.
Have you ever done that where everyone's just driving around the garbage can in the middle of the road? They're just driving around. Stop your car, grab the garbage can, and take it off the road.
Gosh, that would be too much work, Cam. Yeah, can't do it.
It would be too much of an effort. I carry around a steel chainsaw in my truck at all times, so I'm just going to go hack that up and help everybody out.
Do you really carry a steel chainsaw?
I wish I did. There's always a need for a good chainsaw.
If it's the weekend, you might be.
Of course. A good manual labor.
55305, case of the Monday, 7 degrees with my dogs at Long Beach yesterday, 90 degrees at work today. That, it was beautiful out at the Oregon coast this weekend too, at times when the storms weren't rolling in. Mm-hmm. It is getting a little bit too hot for some people out there. I love it. Mm. Out there.
Summer solstice is coming up too, so that's why you can't complain.
I've got a buddy who's going out to Bandon and doing their summer solstice deal. Like there's a lottery where you play all four courses in one day at Bandon. But you have to play it, you have to like get into a lottery and they draw your name. He was drawn
no
in.
Cart?
Well, no, it's Bandon.
Well, it's not true. You can have a cart if you can put the flag up, they'll bring you into a cart if you're a guy that can't physically walk and do it all.
No
cart.
Give
you one. But no cart. That's impressive, man.
You got to walk all four courses in one day. This is 6 hours.
That's like 40 miles of walking. That's pretty cool.
It's a lot of walking for him. And he's been training for it.
Yeah, you kind of need to.
Heck yeah, you do. That is a lot. One, that's a lot of golf. And two, that's a lot. One caddy, too, the whole time.
You better give him a good tip.
The caddy's the guy that I feel bad for because he doesn't even get the reward of golfing. No case of the Mondays there. Buck, you got one?
In similar fashion to the person who lost power due to the storm and the trees coming down, we lost power up in Newburgh, or down in Newburgh on Ladd Hill last night. So from about 5:30 on, there was no power. Didn't get restored till about 3 in the morning, which meant that I was showering by candlelight, and it was hard to...
How romantic. You know,
showering by candlelight?
Yeah, I'd take my shower before bed, and it was dark outside, or at least close enough to it.
Oh, you're a night shower guy.
Yep.
You're a night and a morning shower guy?
Sometimes.
Yeah, I'm like that too. Yeah. A little bit of both.
So, I just couldn't really see what I was doing. And, you know, you get towards the end of your weekend and you're getting set for the next week. You want to do a little laundry, maybe catch up on the DVR. None of that was available to me last night.
Oh, God, what do we do?
Big difference between our new producer and our old producer is a power outage of that magnitude would have meant he would have never shown up for work because he would have not been able to wake up.
Yeah.
So Buck ended up...
Congratulations.
Finding a
cell phone that doesn't lose its battery.
Right. Yeah. Yeah. How many times did that happen? Well, that happened twice where you lost power and
Being an adult.
Being an adult. All right. 55305. Ryan texting, and I was playing soccer and lightning hit a tree by the place I was playing soccer at. We all thought a transformer blew. It was loud. Yeah. I would have said, game over. Bye, guys.
That happened to us on Saturday. I was playing a little league game, a little practice game. The lightning hit. The thunder hit, and everyone's like, see ya, scattered. We had to do the old 45-minute delay, make sure it's out of the area. It came rolling through this weekend. It was crazy.
And it happened quickly.
Yes.
It happened quickly. It was in, out, and it left a bunch of damage in its wayside. Like, Buck's no power in this one branch that we have out here.
We're just walking by.
By the way, did you see the guy in the text line who says that he got a guilt trip from his wife for golfing on Father's Day?
You got to be kidding.
That's brutal.
Me. You've got to be kidding me.
Wait, I did not see that one.
Well, here's the bigger question.
7 minutes ago on the text line.
Is he a father? Or is he just a guy that has no kids? And
I'd assume he was a father and that he's upset that he doesn't get to do
his thing. How many guys out there are not fathers, decided to go play golf on Sunday just because it was Father's Day?
You know, we went to a...
Because that's a thing.
We were at a restaurant last night, and it was amazing to me how many singles were at the bar last night, and you were going, whoa, boy. Like, there is a lot. It was like a singles ready to mingle atmosphere at the bar. Mm. It's like, It's like a pair of daddy issues meeting up at the bar on your Father's Day.
Yeah.
It was more than I would have thought. The bar was lined up with the singles and a lot of people waiting to meet each other last night at the restaurant we were at. It was an interesting thing to take in. It was a sight to see, having like, wait a minute. Like, this is going to be the time for the date on Father's Day?
Being single sucks.
Yes.
Sorry to anyone out there who might be.
No, I know. It just sounds like it's a lot of work. Just a lot.
But it's a lot easier now that you have like Tinder and Bumble and stuff.
And coffee meets bagel, sausage meets bagel, all these great apps.
Those ones.
Sorry, Buck.
Team USA.
Mayo is not what you marinate your meat with.
That's what Cam met his, Buck met his
sausage meets bagel.
Bagel sausage app.
Yeah, that's basically
sausage meets bagel.
Coffee bagels. Yeah. Team USA is out of the World Cup, and Taylor Twellman went off on it. Dusty and Cam on the Fan.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.